Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I know it's been a while since I recorded one of these messages or episodes or whatever it is you want to call it. If you happen to hear that noise in the background, I literally just left the house. I'm on my way to work. Like I said, it's been a minute. I think the last message that I recorded on here was in March. My stuff has been shipped, I believe it was. So, as you guys know, I was in Oklahoma for a little bit on Fort Sill. I left the Army. My contract ended not too long ago. So I came back home. I'm in Pennsylvania right now. This is where I'm from. And I've been here. I've been here since about March 14th, I want to say. I drove. So it's just about, I think it was like 1,400 miles. And, 1,400 miles. So it was about a two-day drive. I've done it before, like in one day. But that was like literally like 19 hours of straight driving. Like the only times that I stopped was to use the bathroom, to get something to drink and eat, and to put gas in the car. And I promised myself that if I made a drive, which my last drive was going to be to come back home anyway, if I made a drive to come back home, that I was never going to do that again. Because you may be questioning, why did you do it in the first place, right? That's okay. I did it on purpose because I wanted to see if I could do it, you know? While in the Army, there's something that is called staff duty and CQ, which CQ stands for charge of quarters. And that's when a sergeant or above, they get put in charge of being at a desk for 24 hours straight. And so you can't sleep. I mean, you can go to lunch, you can go to breakfast and dinner and all that type of stuff. You can relieve. You'll have usually have a soldier with you, and you'll relieve him or her to go do what they want to do as well, breakfast, lunch, and dinner and stuff like that. And so, you know, I did that. I did staff duty in CQ many times, and I stayed up past 24 hours many times. So I figured, you know, let's see what happens. Let's see if I can do it. So I did it. You know, I woke up, 5:30 that morning. I went to PT, went to work all day. And then I signed out that night, and was about right after work, I signed out on leave, which is just, if you're not in the military, and this is hard for you to understand, I apologize. I know there's a lot of stuff that they do that is different from the civilian world, but when you go on leave, it's basically like what you guys call vacation, like taking vacation time. And so we have a form that we have to sign out on so that they can track us and they can know when we left, where we're going, when we're coming back, all that type of stuff. So I signed out and I left around, I want to say 5:30, 6:30 p.m., somewhere around there. And I got to Pennsylvania at 3:30 in the afternoon. And that was without stopping. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, it was hard. There was times where 2:30 in the morning, driving on the highway, I was pretty scared because, you know, it was just scary. And I told myself I'd never do something like that again. So if I ever travel or go anywhere that is far like that, I'm not doing something like that again. That was a pretty dangerous thing to do. But anyway, like I said, I'm back in Pennsylvania. A lot of stuff has happened in the past what, almost 2 months that I haven't really put out an episode on here. I don't know if you guys remember, but I mentioned on here, I believe it was on the first episode, that there was some stuff that was going on with me personally and my marriage and whatnot. So, as you guys know, I got 3 kids. You know, my oldest is 13, my son is 8, and my youngest is 4. And my wife and I, we have been married for about 9 years almost. So coming up is our marriage anniversary. But we've been together for over 12 already. Well, I guess not together anymore, really. We were together for about 12 years. As of the end of January, I know I didn't mention this before, but it's kind of hard for me to talk about, honestly, because it's a very very sensitive topic for me, you know, being that it's my relationship and the person that I've been with for so long. But at the end of January, basically, we separated. And it's not our first separation. We separated back in March of last year. And I went through a lot. I went through a lot of depression. I went through a lot of anxiety. Mainly because of the fact that I was in Oklahoma and she was in Pennsylvania. You know, the plan was for her to go home because my contract was ending soon, and for her to find a job and to find us a place to live, stuff like that, so that when I came home, you know, we could figure it out from there. But I guess she had other plans. So we separated back in March of last year. And like I said, I went through a lot emotionally. But thankfully, you know, I was still in the military at the time. And the military offers service members, active duty service members, a lot of resources. You know, if you're suicidal, or if you're thinking about hurting yourself or anything like that, they have resources for that. If you're going through anything, they have the resources for it. And so I had to buckle up, I had to man up, I had to put my pride, I had to take it and I had to put it aside. And I had to go and get help because I was dealing with a lot of emotions that I had really never dealt with before. I in my life, I have never really been an emotional person. I've felt emotions like happiness, sadness, and anger and whatnot, but I've never really dealt with depression. I've never really dealt with anxiety or anything like that. And when my wife asked me for a separation, it was hard. It was really, really, really hard on me. And so I needed to find help. So I started going to seek counseling in May of last year. And my counselor was an amazing counselor. Like, she was awesome. I only went to go see her because she was, you know, there's a couple times where I walked into the behavioral health building and, you know, they told me that it was a walk-in. I didn't have an appointment because I needed to go talk to someone. And, you know, they told me, oh, you might not see your therapist, but you'll be seen by someone. And I refused to see anybody else because of the fact that, you know, my counselor knew my situation. She knew everything that was going on with me, and I didn't want to talk to anybody else. I didn't want to tell anybody else my business. So she helped me out a lot. Man, I can't tell you all the times that we talked and all the advice that she gave me. It just helped. It helped me out a lot on knowing or learning how to deal with these new emotions that I was going through. Learning how to you know, be a new person, because it was like, I felt like I was in a cocoon, basically, and going through all these things and learning all these new things and all that, you know. And so my main goal was to work on my relationship with my wife, because I didn't want her to leave me. I didn't want us to separate. I didn't want a divorce or anything like that. So I started working on me to be better for her. And I made a lot of improvements. I made a hell of a lot of improvements. I even surprised myself on certain things that I never used to pay attention to, or I never used to do before. And it made me feel better about everything, you know. And she started noticing. And so I went on leave in July of last year for 2 weeks. I went home and we spent time together. We spent a lot of time together, and it was great. It was hard being there because we hadn't made anything official yet. We were still technically separated, I guess. So it was really hard for me because, like I said, I was still going through all these new emotions and stuff. But I can't deny that we had a great time. So I went back to Oklahoma. And this time I went back by myself because when I went in July, I took my oldest that was with me. She was still in school. She finished school, and so I took her back to Pennsylvania so that she could be with my wife, so that I could just go back to Oklahoma and finish out my contract and do what I had to do on my own. There's times in the military when you go to the field for a week or two, you know, and I didn't want to have to do that and leave my kid by herself at the house. You know, she was only 12 at the time. This is just last year, so I didn't want to do that. So I basically what I did was I took her home in July, and then I went back and I was completely by myself. And I remember the day that I got back to Oklahoma, and I walked into my house, my empty house. I sat down on the couch, and it was probably the worst feeling that I have ever felt in my life. I felt so lonely. I felt bad. I felt really bad. And so, of course, I went to go see my therapist to talk and get some of these emotions off my chest and all that stuff. But I spent, you know, from July all the way to December by myself in Oklahoma, because I couldn't take leave again until around Christmas and New Year's, so that I could go home and spend time with my family then. Now, in September of last year, I found out through anonymous sources that my wife had been texting certain people, like ex-boyfriends and male friends of hers, and in an inappropriate way. And so I called her one day and I confronted her about it, and she denied it, of course. She denied that anything happened. She, you know, she told me, "You have to believe me, you have to trust me, I would never do that." And she's never been a liar. You know, anytime that you have ever, or anyone has ever called her a liar, she's always been very defensive about that and very true to being who she is and not wanting to be called a liar. So I believed her. I believed what she told me. You know, it wasn't just a quick conversation. It was a conversation during the day, and then she called me that night, and you know, there's a lot of arguing and crying, and on my end there's a lot of just emotions just pouring out from both of us. And so so she told me that night when we talked that she did want to be with me, and she did want to be with me again. You know, the next morning, I texted her. She texted me good morning, and I texted her back, and I said, you know, I feel like an idiot because I've been trying this whole time. I've been going to counseling. I've been bettering myself for our relationship, and you've been going behind my back talking to other people while you're still married to me. And she texted me and called me, and she told me, she said, look, I'm sorry. I do want to be with you. I had a taste of the single life, and it's not for me. You know, everything leads back to you, is what she said to me. And, I mean, when the love of your life is telling you something like that, you don't want to just not believe it, you know? You want to believe it. You want to feel like they're telling you the truth. That's what I wanted, you know? That's what I wanted. And so, you know, of course I believed her. And we, in a sense, we got back together again. But I made it a point to show her that I was true to my word and everything that I had accomplished so far. And so I was texting her every day. I was calling her every day. I was posting, you know, nice messages and nice things about her on social media, you know, making it known that she's the one for me, that she's the one that I wanted, the only one. And so I went back in December, and we had a great time. You know, it was 3 weeks that I was there, and it was amazing. It was an amazing time. And, well, New Year's night came around. You know, we couldn't really go anywhere because it was cold, and people were sick at the time, and we just basically, just her and I and the kids kind of just stood in the apartment, and we just hung out the whole night. We counted down and everything. But late that night, she asked me, it was right before midnight, she asked me if she could go to this bar downtown because there's a female friend of hers that asked her to go over there and hang out with her because she hadn't seen her in a while, I guess. So I trusted her. I kind of stood there quiet for a second, and she looked at me. She was like, trust me, you know, I'm not going to do anything or anything like that. Like, I want you to trust me. I was like, all right, I trust you, you know. But I may sound naive, you know. But I told her that I trusted her, even though in my mind, in my heart, I kind of didn't at the same time. And I let her go. You know, I'm not going to hold her back from doing what she wants to do. That's not the type of person that I am. So, you know, she went. And I went to that night without putting too much information there. That night, when she came back, you know, I was supposed to wait up for her so that we could have some time together. So, I went to bed, and she told me she would wake me up. Now, I woke up on my own, and it was like 2-something in the morning. She still wasn't back, and I just couldn't go back to sleep. My heart started racing. I started feeling anxiety. I started thinking too much. I had a racing mind. I was just sitting there like, crap, man, like, I can't fall back to sleep. I don't know what's going on. So I went to the living room, and I sat down, and I started watching TV. 4:30 in the morning, she comes walking in. She goes straight to the bathroom, and she looks at me, smiles, goes straight to the bathroom, and then comes out in a towel. After a little while, she comes out in a towel and sits next to me on the couch. And I kind of just didn't really, I didn't really try to do anything with her first because of how I was feeling. So I told her how I felt. I told her that I felt like I couldn't trust her, for so many reasons. And she defended herself. She told me, she said, is this how it's going to be every time I go out? You know, that you're not going to trust me or whatever, whatever. So I was like, no. But at the moment, this is just how I feel. And I just want us to be honest with each other. I want us to have a clean slate. I want us to have a great relationship. Without trust, what's a relationship? And that's for anybody. So, you know, we spent time that night together, and everything else from then on was great, just for the few days that I was there after that. So I went back to Oklahoma in January, and, you know, all of January, most of January was amazing. Like I said, I was texting her every day, calling her every day, showing her attention, putting stuff on Facebook, all that type of stuff. Well, at the end of January, around the end of January, I found out again that night that she went out on New Year's night, that female friend that she was with, she made out with her. Not only did she make out with her, she took a video of it. And I was just like, I was so surprised, because that night that she came back, like I said, she defended herself when I told her how I was feeling. And so when we talked about it, she told me that she wasn't ready to be back in a relationship with me, and that she wanted to separate again. So all the progress that I made, all the accomplishments that I feel like I made, just went straight out the window. I started getting depressed again. I started getting anxiety again. I started going to see my therapist. Every week. And it was really, really hard. You know, and, but, you know, some time passed, and I came back finally in March, and I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, things just got worse, because then I found out a lot of other stuff that is just pretty horrible. It's just pretty horrible to say, and it just made me feel even worse. And, you know, right now, it's unfortunate what's happening, you know, because I tried my best. I really, really tried my best to show her that I am better than what I used to be, you know. I'm a lot better, I think, at least. I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal or anything like that, but I feel like I did it a lot better than what I ever did before. But, you know, some people just don't see it that way. You know, we've had many talks since I've been back. Many, many conversations. And she told me straight up. She said that right now she wants just to be single. She don't want to be with anybody. She wants to be alone. Alone is a loose term, because without putting too much of her business out there, she's technically not really alone. But you know, but if you want to know what's going on right now, at least, currently living at her mom's house. There is, they just bought a house not too long ago. Her mom and her grandmother, they live together because they take care of, her grandfather. He's an old veteran, and he lives there with them. And instead of keeping him in a home, they keep him at the house and they take care of him there. And so they have, her house is like, it's not like a duplex, but it's kind of like a, I forget what you call it, but When you walk into the house, there's little steps that go upstairs and there's little steps that go downstairs. And then the living room and the kitchen are like in on that same floor. So I'm living in the downstairs area right now because it's pretty big and it's basically kind of like a little tiny apartment. You know, it's got a few rooms and it's got a little bathroom down there. And that's just where I'm at for now. I just got to work. You know, it's a sucky situation. Like I said, there's so much more that has happened. I don't want to go into too much detail. Maybe in the next episode, I'll explain exactly what I meant by everything getting worse when I got back. But as far as that, I think for now, my apologies for the beeping. I just turned off my car. But as far as right now, I'm gonna go ahead and close out this episode. You know, I apologize for not putting something out. Like I said, you know, it's been a lot going on, and it's kind of hard for me to talk about because I'm still feeling the emotions. You know, I'm still feeling the anxiety sometimes. I still feel the depression sometimes. I'm doing a lot better than what I was when I first got here in March. You know, because it's been, what, March, April, and this is May now, so we're May 8th today, so it's gonna be hard for a long time. And I mean, technically we're still married and we haven't started anything on divorce yet, so you know, if I'm gonna be completely honest, even with everything that's been going on, I actually still hold out hope, you know, that she'll come back to me and she'll say, hey, I want to be with you, you know? You know, I want us to get through this together. But unfortunately, I just don't see that. I don't see that happening, and it sucks. It sucks because, you know, she's been that person for me for over 12 years. And then for her just to not be that person anymore, all of a sudden, it's just, it's hard. And I know I'm not the only person that has gone through something like this. But you never know what it's like until it's you. You know, and it sucks. It sucks. But, you know, every day I'm getting through it, you know, little by little. I'm spending a lot of time with my kids, you know, almost every day. It's on the weekends. I have them all weekend. And it's great because I love spending time with my kids, you know. I'm still a kid at heart. I still have the same interests that they do. And, you know, that's just what I have to focus on right now. But yeah, you know, I'm going to go ahead and close out this episode. If you listen to this whole thing, thank you for listening. This is, you know, this is all about just me expressing me. And, you know, if you're interested in listening to what I have to say, then I appreciate it. But yeah, till the next one.